I gave you tonight. When I count to three, it's going to appear on the sheet. Y'all ready? Hold it now so you can see it. What I want you to do with that sheet, you know I'm a firm believer of just repetition, reinforcement, application. In Paul 13:5 Corinthians, to examine and see yourself. And what I want you to do, and you don't have to do it today, but just do it. Number one, write down the four types of worship we talked about. If you got a husband and wife, y'all go home and do it together. Good, good, good family time, amen? Second thing I want you to do is, don't worry, Doris, I got your sheet. I got your back, okay? She looked at me and said, I didn't get a sheet. I got a special sheet for her. All right. All right. And the second thing that I want you to write down is give four reasons why we sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. For a reason, with scripture. The third thing I want you to do is give at least three scriptures to back up the authority that we have or to prove why we sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Let me give them to you again for those who walked in late. Just grab your piece of paper and write it down. I gave those who were here earlier imaginary sheet that once you write the question down, the answer is going to appear through your mindset, amen, through your study, all right? And the first question was, name the four types of worship. I give you one, vain, Matthew 15:9, okay? And you name the other three, all right? Second thing I want you to do is give four reasons why we sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. And third thing I want you to do is give at least three or four reasons why we don't use instrumental music, or why we, the authority that we have to use instrumental music. Wasn't it just three? Okay, all right, all right. Take that with you, husband and wife, that's good time, amen. All right, to you who don't have no wife, ain't nothing doing about that. All right. But anyway, all right, let's go ahead and get started. Now, if y'all get tired of me giving y'all stuff, okay, just tell me, okay? All right. All right, let's go ahead and begin tonight. And we gave you this sheet a while back. Hope you got it. It's in your book, How Sin is Developed. We're going to talk about James tonight, how sin is developed. And we talked about the first stage of that process there. All right? All right, but open your Bible to the book of 1 John, James 1. And I want to begin, because before I get there, I want to hit another point that I think is going to interest you in relationship to understanding the promises, the crown of life we receive based on the promises to them that love him. To them that love him. Okay? And verse 12. All right? And this is the word. I think I gave it to you one time, but I'm going to give it to you again. And this is the word here. When he talks about blessed the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, or when he is tested, or when he is proved. That's the key word. See, when he is tried, when he is tested, when he is proved. See, it's not going to happen. You can't be blessed until you pass the test. See, you got to pass the test. You got to be able to be approved. You got to be able to be tested to be able to get the promises of the crown of life to those who love him. See, that's the key word there. I want to underline that word there. He is tried. You know, everybody who say they are Christian who endure temptation cannot withstand the temptation. Amen. See, but so we who are Christians, all the above, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience, amen, in order to become perfect and tight, wanting nothing. But you can't do it if you lack wisdom. You can't do it if you're wavering. You can't do it if you double-minded. Why? Because verse 7 says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord if he have anything that affects his spirituality. So when you get down to verse 12, that word tried there, and let me give it to you one more time. Some of you may already have it. Here we go. D-O-K-I-M-O-S. D-O-K-I-M-O-S. And the next word you want to see is G-E-N-O-M-E-N-O-X, which simply means that because of the test that has been put before you, you have successfully, through faithfulness and fidelity to God, because you've done everything of the above, passed the test. You understand what I'm saying? See, your test has been passed. It's kind of like when you take fire. You know, fire is a purifying force. That literally, you can take fire and you can pull it to iron, and what it'll do, it literally will purify it. And see, that's what trials and tribulations do. Sometimes they are painful, amen. Sometimes they are difficult, amen. But because we have the power of the Word of God, amen, or because we have matured, or because of our faith, because we're not wavering, or we're not double-minded. See, the Word of God calls us to be pure. See, it calls us to be right. Calls us to be faithful in the eyesight of God. Amen. See, but people who don't realize it. See, when you don't study, or when you don't assemble, or when you don't do the thing that we need to do, even worship, for example. We talk about acceptable worship. Amen. See, people who don't understand, like, for example, why we sing, what is the Lord's Supper, why we give. See, the church don't have money problem. The church have people problem, amen. Did you hear what I just said? Because if we understood how to give in relationship to what giving is, number one, you're going to give. You know, people cry about tithing. Well, tithing was just 10%. But it was 10% of everything that they have. Well, we who have been tested, we who have passed the test, we who have been made pure, because we understand through the power of God's word, amen, based on what God going to give us, that is the promises that we have received, because we love the God, we love God. See, you can't measure what God give us based on what we give him back. I mean, if you gave $10,000 a Sunday, it still wouldn't equal to what God gives us in relationship to the power of the Word of God. So that key word there, and I want you to see that word, because see, this word here determines whether you're going to be pure or whether you're going to be unpure, whether you're going to be faithful or whether you're going to be unfaithful. Because see, if you not have accomplished all of the above in relationship to your spirituality, number one, you don't need to go no further in the book of James. Because you know when you go to James chapter 5, see when he began to talk about James chapter 4, when he began to talk about, hearing those key words again, that submit yourself to God, resist the devil, draw nigh unto him, and offer him to humble you. See, he can't humble you, number one, if you're not pure, amen. See, he can't humble you if you have not passed the test. See, in relationship, see, a double-minded person, God can't humble, amen. See, somebody who's wavering, God can't what? He can't humble. And if he can't humble you, you can't be exalted. If you can't be exalted, you can't be utilized in the kingdom of God. Amen. So what I'm saying is, see, if you don't understand this, see, before we go to here, you know the reason why he go here? To show us how sin works so we don't get caught up in sin. But this is how sin works. And we all have sin, right? And falling short of the glory of God. See, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. That's why 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. See, that's what we need to understand. That's the reason why he gives us this formula here in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now let's go to 1 Peter. I want to share something with you. 1 Peter chapter 4. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, I want to share something with you beginning in verse number 12. Because in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse number 12, he talks about some suffer, but do not endure. And thus they fail the test. The whole chapter you need to read. But for time's sake, we're going to begin in verse number 12 to verse number 15. In verse number 15, he says here, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer, as a busybody, out of men's business. But here's the key word. Yet, if any man suffer, let him suffer as a Christian. But back up to verse 12. I want to read to you what he's saying here. Because see, all Christians do not what pass the test. All Christians are not pure. Amen. See, all Christians are not going to receive the promises of the crown of life to those who love him. You remember 1 John 5, 1? He said, he who is begotten of God, we love God, right? We love God when we do what? Keep his commandments. See, that's a formula that we need to understand. But look what he said at the beginning of verse 12. He said, I'm going to back up to verse 11. He said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Amen. Now by that, write Ephesians 4:10. Write Thessalonians 5:20. See, write 1 John 4:1, because if you're going to speak, prove it. Use authority. Amen. Use the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. And by that word ability, write 2 Corinthians 13:5. Because a lot of people speak, do not have the ability to speak because they don't know what they're talking about. Amen. And the reason why I say that, Brother Frazier, is because they can't prove. They can't prove all things in the whole fast that which is given. You with me? So if you're going to speak with the oracles of God, but if you're going to speak with the oracle of God, you better back it up with authority. Amen. You better back it up with the word of God. Because if you don't back it up with the word of God, brother, you're not going to be proven. You're not going to pass the test. Amen. The only way you're going to pass the test, and it's an open book test, you got to use the Bible. Amen. Anytime you go outside this book, you lose ability. You don't have a right to speak. Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 22:18-19. You can't add to, not take away from God's word. That's the reason why I'm so dogmatic. That's the reason why I'm so particular when it comes to the word of God. Amen. Because see, if you're not particular, if you're not dogmatic, you're not like Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:58, steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Folks, you're going to lose the ability to use the oracles of God. Because what you speak is not true, and when it's not true, you're not going to be able to pass the test. You're not going to be able to be faithful, and when you don't pass the test and you're not faithful, you're not going to receive the crown of life that was promised to us because we love God. Amen. Y'all see that? Man, some folks accept anything. We'll go anywhere. We'll worship anywhere. And people says, I'm visiting. Do you know why you visiting that? Do you not know that this visit that you go on may not be in spirit and in truth? You're deluding pureness, amen. Amen. And sooner or later, that light that you got going to be darkness, amen. Am I right? See, and it's not about being funny. It's about saving your own soul. Amen. And you got that right. Amen. So look back at what he said. He said, if any man speak, let him speak at the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. And by that word giveth, how do he giveth? Well, here we go. John 14:26, 15:26. Am I right? 16:13, 1 Corinthians 13. Am I right? All the way to James 1:25. We got the perfect law of liberty. Amen. All the way to 2 Timothy 3:16. Y'all see why I use repetition all the time? You see why I do it all the time? Because see, you say, well, how do he give it? Some man say, well, God spoke to me. God put this on my heart. You ever hear people say that?
Yeah.
See, I had a vision. Wait a minute. You ever seen people do that? You know? God don't give that way. If you're going to speak, if you're going to use the oracles of God, brother, you better be able to build to prove what is acceptable, prove all things and hold fast that was good. You better be able to test it. Amen. For God only going to give one way. John 14:6, right? So when I went to that word give it there, you see that I gave you that, and you need to know that. You know why you need to know that? Because you got a people in the world who speak, but they don't know what they're talking about. Amen. And because they don't know what they're talking about, who gonna uphold truth if Christians can't uphold truth? Amen. If somebody were talking to you about your mama, would you say, okay, thank you? Amen. We were growing up, those fighting words in Winnikinney. I mean, you talk about my mama, you might have been telling the truth, but you don't say it. Amen. You don't disrespect my mama. Am I right? Now, I was a chicken. When people talk about my mama, I ran and got my sister. And all I had to say was, Margie! She said, what? I said, somebody talking about mama, where they at? I step back out the way and let her do all the fighting. I'm just telling you the truth. You ain't got to get whooped but one time. Amen. Am I right? Somebody got to knock you out but one time. But I had backup. But if anybody can hold on and hold up God's banner, hold up God's word, who going to do it if it's not but us? Amen. But you got to know how to prove, amen. You got to be pure. You got to be a light bearer in relationship. So when I go to words like this and I see them, when I study God's word, I go back and I reflect, amen. See, I reflect. It's like this morning, this afternoon, I gave y'all that sheet. And he said, why he do that for? Why he always doing that? Well, see, I'm doing that because, see, we got to keep it fresh. We got to continue to be transforming, amen. Just because you think you got it, just don't take for granted you got it. But keep going over and over and over again. Ain't that what that means? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling? Do you just do it on Sunday? Or do you do it every day? Every day. See, every day. Repetitiously. Why? Why? Because you want to maintain it. You want to stay pure. You want to stay being able to pass the test. You want to stay being perfect, entire, wanting nothing. You don't want to be double-minded. You don't want to be wavering. Because anytime you of that, anything you ask for, you can't have. Amen? I won't go preach long tonight, but I can't help myself. That God, look what he says, and underline that word, all things. Don't we have a good God? See, when you speak with the oracles of God and you do it with rightness, ability, because you pure and you know how to write a divine God word, see, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And by the word Jesus Christ, Just tap in Romans 8, 16, 17. Go, you don't afraid. Because it go through Jesus Christ, and because we answer God and we're drawn after Jesus Christ, don't we receive the same thing? Y'all got that? Huh? See, because by that one spirit, am I right? See, that makes us heirs of God and joint heirs of God, that we can be called children of God, amen. Anytime Jesus got to get what? We got it too, amen. Because we in this church, amen. Am I right? I like that. Don't y'all like that? See, that's the benefit of being a Christian, folks. Man, being a Christian is the best thing when you got ability, amen. When you got mindset, amen. When you speak with the oracles of God, amen. See, and when you give it right, see, through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever, amen. Beloved, think it not strange. See, concerning the fear of trial, which is to try you. See, sometimes in life, sometimes we ask questions like, how come these things always happen to me? Why am I always hurting? Why am I always? Sometimes in life, you don't have to be doing nothing wrong to be tested, to be tried. But thank God that if you're going to suffer, suffer as a Christian. Thank God that don't think it's strange now when something happened tomorrow, something happened the next week until we meet again. It may be four or five things that gonna happen. But see, don't think it's strange that these things happen. Don't never question God. But use what happened in your life to take advantage to learn from it. Because see, when you got the ability, when you speak as the oracles of God, because God giveth to you through the power of the word of God, amen. You know that all things gonna work out for good to them that love him, because, remember now, we are perfect, we are entire, and we want nothing, amen. Am I right? So don't say it. I'm saying it. Why are these things happening to me? Because see, sometimes in life, see, we are tried or we are tested in order to be strengthened. If you got something there, 1 Corinthians 6:19, in the temple, that give you understanding through the power of the word of God, that you can speak with the oracles of God with ability, amen. Don't be foolish. Sometimes we can be foolish with spirituality, amen. So don't think it's to be strange. That's the reason why, let me tell you something. You can't never put enough in the temple, amen. You can't never put enough in the temple. The Bible said from house to house daily did the early church go, amen. We can't come to church enough. I mean, if we had to stay here for 10 hours on Sunday and we had to come back, see, we can never put enough in the temple because we need it. Amen. We need it to have the ability, to have an understanding, to realize that everything going to be all right. We love thinking that strange concerning the fire of trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. From the beginning of time, it's been happening. Amen. Did Abraham have to go through a test? Did Noah have to go through a test? Did Job have to go through a test? Am I right? It's not nothing strange. That's the reason why. Verse 16, you need to mark it. If you're going to suffer, suffer as a Christian. If you're going to go through it, you might as well go through it as a what? Christian. Think about this, y'all. How in the world do you think the world can deal with it when they don't have truth? You understand what I'm saying? You see the contrast? How can a weak Christian who don't value spirituality? Amen. See, that's the reason why I ain't gonna say it loud. It ain't on tape, is it? People act the way they act. You understand what I'm saying? Because see, they act that way because nothing from nothing equal what? See, and these tests gonna come. See, the devil gonna come. He's a roaring lion seeking me to lie. But see, I'm not talking about the devil now. I'm just talking about life in general. But think about it, if you're on the other side of the fence. Amen. And you don't have nothing in the temple. What do you expect? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just life, folks. See, it's just life. When you take for granted church, take for granted worship, take for granted study, take for granted the five items of worship. See, that's the reason why you need to know what singing, vain. See, you need to know what ignorant. You need to know what we are. You need to know what true spirit. See, what John 4:24. You need to know these things. You need to know what Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 4:15, James 5:13. See, you need to know this. Here, why? Because see, the more you make your singing more meaningful, the more you're going to draw nigh to God. Amen? Amen? That's why you couldn't bring no group up in here. It demands spirit. Amen. Why you gonna bring something here gonna hurt us? Amen. It's gonna take away from what we got. Amen. Because see, you know trials gonna come, right? You know tests gonna come. Amen. He said, don't think it's strange now. See, you need to know this. It's gonna happen. But just like that fire heating that iron, it's gonna make you what? Better and gooder and better and gooder and better and gooder. And you're gonna just get better and better and better and better. Simply because faith gonna work, faith gonna work, faith gonna work. And when faith work, see, it makes you perfect. It makes you entire. It makes you want nothing that forever state you find yourself in, you're just content. Man, you need to underline in this verse right here is what you need to do. You need to underline that word strange. And what you need to do is go and look at that word. Just look at that word strange. Do a word study. Strange. See, just look at that word. See, it's strange. Don't think it's strange. See, it's not that way. But look at verse 13. He says, but rejoice. Hello? See, as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, see, we are partakers of Christ's suffering, Brother Frazier, when we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Am I right? We are partakers of his suffering when we are buried with him in baptism and arise to walk in new life, because baptism is an antitype of the death, burial, and resurrection. Am I right? See, you are partakers of his suffering when you partake of the gospel, because 1 Corinthians 15 said the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How can you say you are a partaker of his suffering? How can you say that you believe in the gospel? How can you say gospel music on WAGG is gospel music when it's contrary to the gospel? Hello? Right? See, y'all kill me when y'all say, oh, I just love this song. How can you love something that take away from the suffering of Jesus? Am I right? Am I right? Now, we are partakers of his suffering, right? Because we have passed the test. We are pure. Am I right? See, we are, we speak as the oracles of God, right? Because we have the ability to what we use, that which God what giveth, amen. We don't count it strange. You shouldn't count it strange when these things gonna come. And they gonna come. They gonna come and they gonna surprise you. But thank God that you are a partaker of his suffering, amen. Ain't that right? That glorious gospel of Romans 1:16. Am I right? Because we were buried with him in baptism to rise to walk in news of life. Same way Jesus died and was buried and he resurrected. Amen. Didn't we do the same thing? Am I right? Y'all with me? How can we not pass the test? How can we lose with the stuff that God used? We can't. There's no way, brother. Look what it says here. But rejoice. Are you rejoicing with me tonight? Inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. And you know what that means? You know what, right? See, I'm going to call you on that. I'm just so happy for you, brother. Is that? Let me tell you something. See, that glory is that glory that we have now, right? By being light bearers, am I right? By being salt of the earth, am I right? See, we glory now. We rejoice now. We count all joy when you fall into divers temptation. See, that's that joy. See, we get joy when we sing right, James 5:13, am I right? See, that's that joy we get. See, because we partake in his suffering, because we're heirs of God and we're joyful heirs of Jesus Christ. Y'all with me? Another point to verse 14. Because see, some of y'all question the church. And the reason why I say that is because you question the church. Let me put it away. How can you say you don't understand something when God giveth? Right? See, when you go to the book, that's God giving it, right? When you read it, that's God giving it, right? See, how can you say you question something that God giveth? Or how can you say that you love the church when you violate the church, when you don't do what God tell you to do based on what's given? Did y'all hear what I just said? See, any time the word is being exposed, amen, and you see it. See, God looks down on us, amen. And he let us see the word through study, don't we? He let us see the word through us being light bearers that we may teach others, amen, what it may be. And you see the word. I'm talking about Church of Christ people, amen. But you sit back on your high heels and you say, well, I just don't see. Well, you don't have to do that. Well, see, at that point, you don't respect God enough to respect this church. You with me? And that's a dangerous state to be in. Amen. Now, grace and mercy gives us. Grace is nothing but unmerited favor. That the Lord lets you stick around long enough through study to give you understanding to make changes in your life. Right? And when God allows you to do that, am I right? See, Moses stuck around for over 40 years before God used him. Yeah, no, it took a long time before the burning bush until literally God spoke to him and began to tell him what to do. Some 40 years lapsed. Do you not know that? From the time God spoke to him to the burning bush, it took 40 years. A preparation. Amen. Took a long time. See? But when God called through his word, they better clear it up. When God giveth us to speak with the hours of God, you better use right ability to be able to accept it. Because see, if you don't do it, see the next verse here, brother, you're not gonna be able to rejoice. And then he said in verse 14, he said, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On that part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. That's the reason why, guess what? Folks don't understand us. They don't understand us. You know why they don't understand us? Because they can't see truth. You know why? Because error is blinding them. Right? See, I want to go a little bit further. But y'all with me? You see? But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in any man's order. Don't be caught here. We're going to talk about here. Amen. Don't you be caught here. Because if you're caught here, see, if you let temptation destroy you, or you let sin destroy you, to cause you to be dead, see, you're going to lose everything. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews right quick. One more verse. Man, I tell you what. It's good to be a Christian. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 12, 5. Hebrews. Verse 1, I got to go there. I just can't drop the fire. Talking about wherefore sin. Because see, in chapter 11, he talked about the honor roll of faith, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. See, by faith they please God. Am I right? Because verse 6 says, by without faith it is impossible to do what? Please him. For he that comes to God must be believe that he is and that he is a reward of him that diligently seek him, right? So you go to verse number 12, chapter 12, verse 1, he said, wherefore seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily to beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How? By looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Who for the glory that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. And by that right, Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18, he is the head of the church. Amen. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Underline that word. Underline that word. Lest you be weary and faint in lightness of mind. Amen. Underline that. See, if you let that happen to you, this is the danger. See, if you let this happen to you, if you give up, or if you don't be transformed by the renewal of your mind, folks, you're going to be in bad trouble. Look what he said in verse 4. He said, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. He says here, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Do you hear what he just said? See, God sometimes in that test, he has sometimes the ability to do what? Chastise us, right? He has the challenge to rebuke us, am I right? But it makes us for the better. For whom the Lord loveth, look what he says, y'all, look what he said. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastises. Amen. See, when these trials and tribulations come, don't think they strain. Why? Because for whom the Lord loveth, he do what? He chastises us. See, he chastises us, and he scorns every son whom he receives. Why do he do it? In order to make us what? Better. Amen. But see, what good is the chastisement, the love of the Lord? What good is all this that God give, if you're not able to receive it? Y'all see what he's saying? See, if you can't receive this here because you don't speak at the hours of God, that with the ability, the thing that God gives, see, you're not going to receive this here. Because see, where sin is, God is what? You can't get it. It's for children, amen? You don't have to make a what? What do you say? Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, okay, okay, okay. Oh, okay, yeah, okay, okay. I thought you set her up. Okay. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to go there. But I want to talk about that a little bit more, too. I'm going to get there. Oh, you said, hey, I thought you said her up. I thought you were pulling my coat. All right. But look what he said here. Thank you, John. He said, but if you be without chastisement, Where are all partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. A bastard is somebody who don't have a what? And you can't be called son. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Come on now. Think about this now. You know how we used to serve that gin barber? It was our father. Y'all, come on now. Y'all remember we the served the Tiki Club? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Am I right? See, some of us call that gin. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Am I right? See, but y'all sure have forgot. Amen. Ain't that something? Furthermore, we have fathers of the flesh Now, you need to underline that now, because see, I don't know who your fleshly father was. Now, I know John 8:44, he's the devil, amen. But you can even categorize it and make it personal if you want to. Am I right? Sometimes it may be good to do that, amen. Just to see where you came from and you don't want to go back. Amen. He said, furthermore, we have had father of us, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirit and live? The father of the flesh will kill you, amen. Look at here, y'all. It brings forth what? And then we sit back and say, come on, man. I got to grab all my gusto. Do it till you feel good. Have y'all ever been there? I'm living for the weekend. Am I right? Am I right? See, two more days to go. It's my time. Yeah, we've been there, amen. Am I right? But it kill us. But we reverence that. Am I right? Go ahead on with your bad self. You bad. They be talking all that work. What you done did. How many trophies you got. Am I right? Am I right? Rap for rapping about it. Am I right? We're giving reverence to the devil. Am I right? And he gonna kill us. Am I right? Same thing in the church, Brother Frazier. Because we want that real glory, real worship. See, because we want that ignorant worship, that vain worship, and don't want spirit and truth, we're doing the same thing. We respect what First Baptist do more than we respect what the Lord tells us to do. Because we want to be just like them. And it's killing us, amen. See? Christians telling me, man, you got to read this good book. TDJ got a good book. TD can't give me nothing to read. Amen. He need to read Mark 16:16. Amen. See, he can't correct me. Amen. Because see, he's not speaking with the orders of God, because he don't have the ability to do it, because he's not speaking what God giveth. Amen. Am I right? I'm out of time, y'all. Ooh wee. I ain't supposed to do this. That'd be one that needs to respond. Y'all come on right now.